Greetings one last time, pilgrims, at least when it comes to the book of Daniel. Today is Friday. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. But more importantly, we've come to the last episode, episode 18 of the book of Daniel, and the end of our dynamic duo daily series. And interestingly enough, today's episode is titled The Time of the End. Well, 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 we are ready to receive the Word of God today. We have the so-called cranberry candle burning, according to our producer, Cranberry. I'm going to go with that. We've got a little half cup of the Green Mountain breakfast blend coffee. That's right, a little coffee on this Friday. Just a little. Drink too much. This session may never end. Anyway, the monks are chanting the chant of the mystics. And here we are at the end of this great session we've had through October and into November. Yes, indeed. So, here's what we know. Episode 17 was much about the kings of the north and the king of the south, mainly the king of the north. And remember, near the end of that long story that took up two episodes, towards the end, the king of the south attacked the king of the north. And the king of the north stormed out and invaded various lands and entered the glorious land of Israel. And many nations fell, but Moab, Edom, and a part of Ammon escaped. He went on to conquer many countries, and remember, Egypt did not escape, and he had control over so much gold, silver, and treasures of Egypt. The Libyans and the Ethiopians became his servants. But then news from the east and the north alarm him, and he'll set out again in great anger to destroy many. And there will come a time when he will halt between the glorious holy mountain and the sea, pitch his royal tents there, and while he is there, his time will suddenly run out, and there will be no one to help him. And here's episode 18. It's chapter 12, verses 1 through 13, the end of the book of Daniel. At that time, Michael, the archangel, who stands guard over your nation, will arise. Then there will be a time of anguish greater than any since nations first came into existence. But at that time, every one of your people whose name is written in the book will be rescued. Many of those whose bodies lie dead and buried will rise up, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine as bright as the sky. And those who turn many to righteousness will shine like stars forever. But you, Daniel, keep this prophecy a secret. Seal up the book until the time of the end. Many will rush here and there, and knowledge will increase. Then I, Daniel, looked and saw two others standing on opposite banks of the river. One of them asked the man dressed in linen, who was now standing above the river, "How long will it be until these shocking events happen?" The man dressed in linen, who was standing above the river, raised both his hands toward heaven and took this solemn oath, by the one who lives forever. It will go on for a time, times, and half a time. When this shattering of the holy people has finally come to an end, all these things will have happened. I heard what he said, but I did not understand what he meant. So I ask, how will all this finally end, my Lord? But he said, go now, Daniel, for what I have said is for the time of the end. Many will be purified, cleansed, and refined by these trials, but the wicked will continue in their wickedness, and none of them will understand. Only those who are wise will know what it means. From the time the daily sacrifice is taken away, and the sacrilegious object that causes desecration is set up to be worshipped, there will be 1,290 days. And blessed are those who wait and remain until the end of the 1,335 days. As for you, go your way until the end. You will rest, and then at the end of the days, you will rise again to receive the inheritance set aside for you. And thus concludes the book of Daniel and our dynamic duo daily devotional series. And now we come to Sarah Young, who brings us right to Jesus, who is calling to us each and every day. And today says this: seek to please me above all else. As you journey through today, there will be many choice points along your way. Most of the day's decisions will be small ones you have to make quickly. You need some rule of thumb to help you make good choices. Many people's decisions are a combination of their habitual responses and their desire to please themselves or others. This is not my way for you. Strive to please me in everything, not just in major decisions. This is possible only to the extent that you are living in close communion with me. When my presence is your deepest delight, you know almost instinctively what will please me. A quick glance at me is all you need to make the right choice. Delight yourself in me more and more, and seek my pleasure in all you do. There's a great word for our Friday today. Remember, we're taking the weekend off, and we'll be back Monday, November 9th, back in our home studios, and we'll be bringing you the daily devotional series for November, themed by Thanksgiving, called Gift of Gratitude. I hope you'll join us for that each and every day. Be a little bit different, but I know it will be valuable for your spiritual life. Until then, have a blessed Friday, a holy Saturday, and a Lord-filled Sabbath Sunday. And we'll talk again Monday. In Jesus' name, amen.